This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks. Well, it's just after 3 o'clock, and even though the race has long been won, there are still some runners out on the Boston Marathon course, plus the people who've come from all around the world to cheer them on.
I'm Julie Moore. I'm from Chatham, Ontario, and I'm here to cheer on my dad.
So can you tell us what's on your sign there?
It says, "Don't stop now. People are watching. Go, Dad. We know you can do it."
Hi, I'm Megan Brock. We're from Kokana, Wisconsin, and I'm here cheering on my husband, Adam, who's running his first marathon.
And how many people do you have in your group here?
We have 5 of us cheering him on.
That's wonderful that you all came to Boston. Do you think you'll be coming back in years to come?
I hope so.
That's great. Are you having a nice, relaxing time on the sidelines here?
Yes, we're having a great time. Very excited.
How old are you, Nathaniel?
5.
You're 5 years old. Where are you from?
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia? Did you come all the way from Ethiopia to watch the marathon?
Yeah.
Whoa!
No kidding, But maybe Nathaniel was out there talking with Radio Boston's Amory Sivertson a bit earlier today, but, you know, I'm thinking he might have been, or maybe should have been, pulling for his fellow Africans, the Kenyans. We'll talk about that in a second, because joining us now with the latest on the marathon is WBR's Alex Ashlock. Alex, where are you at the moment?
Megan, I'm standing in front of Ladder 15, Company 33, the Boston Fire Department. This is at the corner of Hereford and Boylston Street. I think this is the only left turn on the Boston Marathon course. And if the runners get this far, they turn left, they see the finish line. So if they can make it this far, they can make it to the finish. And thousands of runners are continuing to pour around this corner as we speak. It's a great sight.
It sounds like a wonderful sight. And Alex, I mean, I believe that spot with the last couple hundred yards to the finish was a sight of a lot of action today, but Kenya in the men's and the women's races managed to pull through. Tell us who won, who took the crown.
It was amazing, Megna. In the men's race, Geoffrey Mutai, he is from Kenya, as you said, he crossed the finish line in 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 2 seconds, just ahead of a fellow Kenyan, Moses Mosop. Both of those times were faster than the world record in the marathon. So 2:03:02 is now the world record in the marathon. It was a close race throughout. Ryan Hall, the American, was said to be a top hope in this race. He finished fourth last year. He finished fourth again. And all he did was run 2:04:58, and that's an American record in the marathon. So I never thought I would ever see an American record on this course in the marathon, and especially I never thought I'd see a world record on this course because it's just so tough.
The pace was blistering pretty much the whole way down. I mean, if I do my math right, Geoffrey Mutai's pace over the course of the 26 miles with his world record time was something like 4 minutes 42 seconds per mile. I mean, that seems incredible. Are we in an era where in future years we're looking for a sub-2-hour marathon here in Boston?
Well, I think that's a conversation that's going on in the running world. Certainly, I think people are thinking 2 hours and 2 minutes now. But the way these times are going down, I think you may see a sub-2-hour marathon at some point, which would just be unbelievable.
Amazing. Tell us about the women, Alex.
The women's race, again, the drama has been in the women's race the last few years. Again, the fourth straight year to finish by less than a second. This is a great race. Caroline Kalal of Kenya and Desiree Dagda of Rochester Hills, Michigan. They battled down the stretch where I am right now from the corner of Hereford down Boylston. They sort of surged back and forth, and in the end, Kalal edged out Davila. But again, the margin was by less than a second. I'm standing in front of a couple of motorcycles here. It's crazy down here. It's just, I'm sure you've been over the marathon before, but it's just an incredible scene. But again, it was just a great race, and no one knew Desiree Davila before this race, but they certainly will now.
She had such a strong showing from the start. I mean, it was amongst the leaders, if I understand correctly, the whole way. The women keep posting these exciting photo finishes, which seems to almost defy imagination after 26 miles. Alex, what's going on the women's side?
I don't know, Becca. They, as you said, coming down the last stretch here, the last 3 or 4 years, these women, they're neck and neck. And even in the last 800 meters or so, that one of them will make a surge and the other one will respond. And it comes down to the end. I don't know if you saw the TV pictures, but Caroline Kalal, she just literally collapsed at the finish line. She had not another step to run. She could not go another step.
And finally, Alex, big news in the wheelchair race as well.
Again, in the wheelchair races, terrific finish in the men's race, sprinting down Boylston Street. Matsuzuma Sojima of Japan, just barely edging out Kurt Fernley of Australia. Ernst van Dijk, the nine-time champion, finished third and didn't make it to his tenth. And in the women's wheelchair race, another win for Japan. Okako Toshida won for the fifth straight time. Both of them said this win this year means extra to them because of the situation in Japan following the earthquake and tsunami.
Yeah, I mean, I read a quote from Soejima. He says, "I was thinking until my hands start bleeding, until my heart stops, I am going to try until the very end. I really wanted to try hard this year, especially to finish in Boston and do well for my country." So a huge emotional victory for Japan as well today on the Boston Marathon.
And I think he wore a sticker on his shirt that said something to the effect of strength and courage, and he showed that surely today.
WBR's Alex Ashlock near Copley Square for the Boston Marathon. Thank you so much, Alex.
You're welcome, Megan.
You know, Adam, one of the things that I've always loved about the marathon is not the sort of global nature of who wins, but how the whole world actually just comes to
Boston. The global nature of who's here,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's really cool. I mean, can I take a second to tell you a quick story?
Sure.
Okay. So last night I was on the tee, and it was packed with runners, of course. I met this woman named Michelle, and she's from Memphis, Tennessee, and she got everyone on the train talking, you know, how Southerners do.
Sure.
About what they were going to put on their shirts. You know, because sometimes runners often put their names so you can cheer for them. You read their names as they run by.
Sure. So these are the names, like someone you're running for or someone you're running in memory of.
Exactly, or even your own name. Okay. Just so you like, you know, go Michelle, go, yeah. Michelle. So Michelle said that this is her Boston Marathon, and even though she qualified, she admits she's not the fastest runner. She also happens to be African-American, so she says, totally deadpan, "I'm thinking about putting injured Kenyan on the back of my shirt."
That's an awesome joke that I could not make for any number of reasons.
No, but she had the whole Green Line car in stitches.
That's
so
awesome.
Truly a global sports spirit here in Boston. Totally loved it.
One, two, three, four, five, six.